There was an article that was released this week by Hearst Media. It was an investigation, and it was highlighted in CT Insider. It found that the Connecticut Department of Public Health did not alert the public or healthcare systems about nurses with fraudulent degrees. Now, this was actually something that was sent to me on Instagram by one of our listeners, and they asked, is this true? And I was sort of diving into this a little bit and looking at the details, and sure enough, there was certainly reaction, including from lawmakers. The first person I thought of happens to be the person who is here, and I'd love to get his take on this, is Senator Jeff Gordon. Senator Gordon is a very unique person in the state legislature, and here's why. Not only is he a longtime lawmaker, he represents the 35th District, but he also is a member of the Public Health Committee. He's also a doctor. He's actually only one of two medical doctors in our Connecticut legislature. He's kind of known as like the doctor senator. And so whenever we hear about anything health related and impacting our state, he's the first person I think of to have on the show. And so he joins us now. And Senator Gordon, thank you so much for being here. What is your reaction to this?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on. My first reaction is just outrage that the Department of Public Health in the state knew about this, going back at least a couple of years, and did not alert anybody to it. I understand they're doing investigations. There's many nurses who have lost or surrendered their licenses. There's many more who are under investigation through the state. But this is something that the feds did a big investigation on and alerted Connecticut, told Connecticut evidently about a little bit over 2 years ago, and now we're just finding out about it, the public's finding out about it, and in fact, not finding out about it from the state, we're all finding out about it from the news services and from the federal government.
Yeah.
So it's very concerning what DPH is doing.
So you know what I find really interesting about this, Senator Gordon, I know I'm kind of going down a rabbit hole, but if you don't mind following me, that would be great. When I first heard about this investigation, because I think the initial scam, the national scam, was back in 2023, maybe a couple of years ago, that they had said, hey, we're looking into this. This could be a real problem. We have nurses that have fraudulent degrees. This could be a real issue in a lot of health, you know, and all that. What I found really suspicious is that it aligned with the same time that we went through a real issue, and we saw one of our nursing colleges with three campuses here in Connecticut shut down because they had basically unqualified nurses that were getting degrees, and we had instructors that were not vetted. We had curriculum that was not up to speed, essentially. I mean, that's why they shut it down. And one of the biggest questions I asked, I remember asking higher education, I remember asking the Department of Public Health, was, so what happens now? Because it's been in the works for many, many years. It's not like we just opened this college a couple of years ago and now we're shutting it down immediately. We've graduated nurses and they've been all over the country. So what do we do about it? And the answer sort of was nothing. They're working. So nothing bad has happened substantially. So nothing. I found that very suspect. I don't know if that ever came to mind for you, but that definitely came to mind for me.
And it's a good connection to make, and it raises a lot of concerns. And one of the things that I've been telling people is that there are thousands and thousands of good, hardworking nurses in Connecticut, and it's not as if the entire profession is having a problem. This is a group of people who have gotten through all these allegations and investigations, fake licenses, and certainly the state's investigating, but the feds very much are. But I want to reassure people that there are thousands and thousands of good nurses who have very valid licenses doing the work that's needed every day, and I thank and commend them, while at the same time we have to hold the Department of Public Health in our state accountable for what did they know, when did they know it, and why, despite the fact that there are investigations going on, there wasn't some effort legally to notify people, especially the legislature, the hospitals, about what's going on. I understand there's confidentiality with investigations, but there's still general information you let the public and the healthcare system know, and clearly that was not done.
Yeah, and actually, Senator Gordon, as we were speaking, I just wanted to check my dates because I never like to give false information or anything. But I'm right on the money with the date. So it was in 2023, the college degree scam that rocked nursing communities across the country. It was called Operation Nightingale. More than 7,600 people in at least six states and Washington, D.C. were tied to this. A massive federal investigation of nearly two dozen nursing schools in Florida accused of providing fraudulent diplomas and transcripts. That's how it started. And it was in February of 2023 that here in Connecticut, Stone Academy abruptly closed its three campuses. So I just find that to be very suspect. I mean, again, I don't want to link the two together, but I do find that that's very coincidental. I don't know.
I agree with you. It does raise questions. Absolutely, doesn't it? And it adds to even more questions we have that if the feds had notified people about this, why didn't the state do its due diligence
exactly.
to notify people?
So what I'm wondering is, I don't know the timeline of everything, and I would, again, now is the time. I'd love to get clarity on this. When we talked to the state, and I remember vividly asking this question of the state, which was, so are we concerned that we have nurses who have degrees from Stone Academy out serving not just Connecticut, but hospitals across the country? Are we worried about this at all? And they said, no, I don't think so. I don't think that's something we need to be concerned about. If there was an issue, the hospital essentially would have fired them or seen there was an issue. They would have taken care of it themselves, that we don't need to essentially take that next step. And I thought, well, that's kind of a very open-ended answer. I don't know if I feel very comfortable with that. And I don't know if I feel very like we're holding anybody accountable. Again, not the nurse's fault by any stretch of the imagination, right? These are people who paid for schooling and they should have degrees, but after what they've gone through. But it just felt like very little accountability. And the attorney general was another one I talked to about this, Senator Gordon. It's all coming back to me now, I tell you. But he's somebody who I asked about this because he was investigating Stone, was very upset with the findings. But to me, that was the moment where if this is at all connected, it should have been addressed then and there. It has been over 2 years since that operation happened nationally. And since we had three of our campuses closed for nursing issues, for nursing degrees, and why now are we hearing about it in the middle of 2025?
Oh, absolutely. It makes you wonder what some of these people have been doing when we hear from various, top elected officials about, wanting to make certain we can do what's right for healthcare, but we see time and time again that things just aren't getting done with many, many different things, just not now what we're finding out about this investigation into some of these nurses. Yet we hear the attorney general, we hear the comptroller, we hear the lieutenant governor, we hear other people talk about how it's important that we're doing what we can, for healthcare in Connecticut. Yet this is another example where we're not fully seeing that. And again, there's an investigation and that has to happen, absolutely. But there's also doing the right thing for the public and the hospitals to let them know more about what's going on. So I agree with you. It's easy to put, these different, points together and connect the dots. I really wish we could get more information out from the state. And my Republican colleagues and I are asking that and trying to get some answers for the public so people can know what's happening, but also be reassured that things are being done properly. And again, the health care they're getting is excellent health care. There are many, many good nurses. We need to make certain we're doing our part reassuring the public about that.
Senator, really quick, has the governor said anything publicly? I know he's out of town, but has he said anything about these findings this week?
I haven't heard anything. I know he's out of town, and I wish him safe travels, but I have not heard anything at this point from him or his office.
And nothing has happened with the Department of Public Health, any of the entities you just talked about, Attorney General. No one has commented on the findings that came out of this CT Insider article.
I haven't seen anything yet. Hopefully we will hear something. Perhaps they're listening to your show today, and that will spark some action on their part, but haven't heard anything yet. But I would hope we would hear something soon. This is an important issue, and we want to make certain that people know what's going on and know that their state government is working for them and keeping them informed as best as they can, given I understand some of the confidential legalities of this.
Mm-hmm. And certainly these are entities that sometimes are beyond their controls. I mean, when you look at Stone Academy, again, just as an example, I'm not saying that the two are necessarily tied. It is very coincidental, though. But you're talking about a lack of oversight or curriculum issues or things that were being done. Again, this is a private institute. This was something that was invested in, and the state didn't necessarily have to do you know, too much until it was, you know, where it was caught. And they did come out and respond about it. But I think sometimes we're so afraid, just as people and entities, to say like, hey, we fell short here. We messed up here. We are going to fix the situation. I'd rather hear that than to have sort of the shady backdoor, okay, we're going to pretend this didn't happen. Let's put it under the rug and just say, okay, we solved it. We're mad about it. But then we move on from it. I mean, it's inexcusable to me. I'd rather know that we fell short or something happened, but we're going to do everything we actually can to address it and take fault with what happened here and move forward in a healthy way. I have not heard that kind of accountability. I've heard a lot of blaming and name-calling and finger-pointing. But now, 2 years later, you've got people now who are afraid to go into hospitals and are not sure. And that's not fair, as you mentioned, Senator Gordon, to the people who are legitimately excellent healthcare providers. It is completely unfair to them.
It is, absolutely. And we don't want to throw them in a bad light at all. But we want to make certain that the public doesn't think that. And we want to make certain the public is reassured that they are getting the top quality, safe health care that they need when they need it, which we are well known in Connecticut for. We're a national example of a great health care that we have. And it's important to make certain that the public knows this stuff, but also make certain that the public is reassured that its state government, our state government, is working for them and not trying to hide behind the scenes unnecessarily. The feds announced various things about this. We need to hear more from the state.
Yes.
And that's extremely important, and that's what we need. We need some of those answers, and we need them to do it now.
Agreed. Senator Gordon, I want to thank you so much for weighing in on this, and we will certainly see what happens next. Appreciate your time.